This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington, and we start on Hawaii's Maui Island. Officials there have just reported another increase in the number of people confirmed dead in last week's wildfires. That now stands at 114, with many people still missing in and around the mostly destroyed town of Lahaina. About the damage and destruction, Governor Josh Green a short time ago.
Far more devastating than any material loss is the loss of precious lives, of mothers, fathers, grandparents, sons, and daughters. Lives that can never be replaced.
Our Jonathan Vigliotti has been talking to residents as criticism increases of local government agency efforts before, during, and after those fires.
People are not dumb. People know what to do.
E.E. says she was lucky to get out. We met her and other families in Lahaina as they gathered to grieve and demand accountability.
The community, the Lahui itself, is taking care of one another. There's no outside government officials taking care of us. They don't care about us. They don't care about our people. That's how I feel.
And on the North American mainland,
there are more than 140 wildfires burning in northwestern Canada, most of them in British Columbia, where they're expecting even more.
Due to the current weather forecast and extreme drought,
the city of Kelowna has issued a state of emergency. Further north, the entire city of Yellowknife has been ordered evacuated. Smoke has already blanketed most of Canada and is drifting south, affecting air quality from Minneapolis to New York. Chris Mavridis, CBS News, Toronto.
And a half a world away, on the Spanish Canary island of Tenerife, firefighters are battling to try to bring the worst wildfire in decades there under control, that on a major tourist destination. Now to Los Angeles, getting ready for something not seen around there in 84 years. Correspondent Carter Evans.
Southern California is taking advantage of the calm before the storm, building berms to protect beach communities from high surf, and swiftwater rescue teams are on standby.
We are getting ready now ahead of this event as it makes landfall to make sure that we are prepared.
That storm, named Hillary, is a Category 4 hurricane off southern Mexico. At the presidential retreat of Camp David, White House correspondent Nancy Cordes.
An historic backdrop for an unprecedented meeting. The first standalone summit ever between the leaders of the U.S., Japan, and South Korea.
The world will be safer as we stand together.
President Biden insisted this summit was not about China.
But tonight, there are new tensions in that region with renewed Chinese military exercises near Taiwan. And Russia claims it has shot down a Ukrainian missile over the Crimean Peninsula. That's an area Russia took from Ukraine a decade ago. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The biannual blowout is just a week away, and we've got a lot of work to do.
Keenan's Rug Emporium is rolling out a Labor Day bonanza.
We have that flat weave shipment coming in.
He needs 10 new sales associates as the crowds loom large.
Can someone run a stock check on all the Moroccan 8x10s?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bars as far as all the characters.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Mainly clear overnight with a low of 57. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lots of sunshine again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 90. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 68. Temps a bit above average Sunday and Monday with highs from the low 80s to the upper 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Happier Happy Hour. Welcome to it, little buddy, airing the grievances.
Happy Friday, Crudy. Great to be with you. Lots of grievances today, man. Where do you want to start?
Well, let's grieve on behalf of Scotty Wanker just for a moment.
The former governor of the great state of Wisconsin, Scott Walker, now the leader of the Young Americas Foundation.
You sure that's what they call themselves?
That's what it says on the internet.
So the Wankinator has been begging the former president to come to Milwaukee for the, what, Young Adolf Foundation-sponsored debate next Wednesday night. They got a lot of money riding on this, Tom. And Scott Walker's got, what, credibility, question mark, writing on whether or not he could produce him, Donald Trump, on the debate stage. And the answer, nope. Failure. Nope. Abject failure, Scott Walker. So your debate's going to be a failure. Not only that, but your boy, Donald Trump, and I mean, how's it feel to suck up to the guy that, like, crushed your blind ambition for the presidency?
You mean continuing to suck up to the guy who crushed your blind ambition for the presidency?
Year after year, tweet after tweet, day after day, defend the man. He's defending the man. The man's been indicted 90-something times.
I have also been politically persecuted. I was the target of a John Doe political persecution.
I mean, sort of my Scott Walker has morphed into a Donald Trump because their agendas have merged, Dom. But not next Wednesday night. Next Wednesday night, the agendas, well, they've parted, Dom, because the Wanker desperately wanted Trump on that debate stage, giving the people something to watch, drawing the ratings of millions of eyes. And instead, Dom, he's going over to Tucker, rhymes with Tucker, the counter program, the Foxy News Young Adolf Foundation sponsored debate. And Wanker's going to cry himself to sleep tonight, which makes me feel okay.
My understanding, the Young Americans Foundation is going to have like a little
outside
the
little soiree, as only Republicans can do it.
Not just Republicans, Crudy, young Republicans, college Republicans. Scott Walker's mission in life right now is to turn out the young conservative mega Scott Walker vote.
You think they'll get 2 dozen, 3 dozen?
Several dozen.
I mean, they're going to have to limousine them in from campuses far and wide, are they not? You know, you can't bring them in a yellow school bus, Tom. A, they wouldn't get on there. And B, there's not enough of them to fill a short bus.
Terrible. 844-967-2789. We have more news regarding the former president. We'll get to your calls. Dick from Madison. Happy Friday, Dick.
Thanks. You got a grievance, fella?
Yes, it is. And here's my grievance.
Well, nobody tell us.
Nobody in the media is calling this ridiculous Bill Barr, my covering my ass thing on daily almost now on Fox. Why doesn't somebody ask him, sir, with all due respect, you could have taken this guy out a long time ago if you wouldn't have parsed every single sentence from the Mueller report. And maybe we would have got rid of this guy via impeachment. But no, and here's the biggest reason I say this with this guy. You know he knows the law because he knows how to skirt it better than anybody on earth and proved it. But now he's on this Save My Big Lard Ass tour.
And it's the reputation reclamation tour.
Oh, it's a joke. And he's a joke.
Well, Dick, he was, you know, Bill Barr would assert that he's simply protecting the office of the presidency.
No, he's protecting himself. We all know what he's up to. He knows what's coming down, and that's why I feel good about the fact that something really definitive is coming down against Trump.
Because Bill Barr,
this guy,
is distancing himself.
Yes, he knows what's coming down. I will give him that. He knows the law because he knows how to skirt it, and he proved it through two administrations.
Dick, thank you for listening to what some say is the greatest show ever. And I suspect Bill Barr, you know, the 90 plus indictments might be a tell that the former Attorney General of the United States, even that corrupted man, corrupted my opinion of the man, even he, I think, Dom, has the political and the legal acumen to recognize there might be a few convictions out of those 91 indictments.
There's no question. And I, again, reiterate my point.
Is my math right? Are we at 91 still? Or
91.
We
moved
that's off that number.
91 charges for indictments. Again, to reiterate, those that were involved in this coup are smart people. They knew what they were doing. I mean, Kenneth Cheesebro went to Harvard, right? He was following around Alex Jones on January 6th. So they might be, you know, book smart. I don't know about street smart. I don't know about, you know, good judgment. Letting a guy like Donald Trump, you know, walk down that path.
Well, he told Lawrence Tribe in the case of Cheesebro, he told Lawrence Tribe he invested a couple hundred grand and he made several million on Bitcoin. Damn, got something right. Timing.
Yeah, I mean, sure, okay, but that doesn't translate to good judgment. Just because you have more money in your pocket doesn't mean you have great judgment on, like, hey, I'm going to follow Donald Trump. That's like a great idea. Crudy, little reporting here. I want to throw this out there. NBC News reporting law enforcement officials are anticipating the former president, Donald Trump, will surrender at a Fulton County, Georgia jail no earlier than Thursday.
After the debate, he will not attend.
Yes, correct. So Thursday or Friday is what they're saying here on NBC.
John, I've got more important news than that. Bigger breaking news than the fourth booking on the 91st indictment of the former 45th president of the United States.
What could it possibly be?
I quote the Fox News Digital, top of the page, breaking news, bigger than any other news story on the page today. Kid Rock spotted drinking Bud Light months after shooting up cans in protest. They're going to have to cancel Kid Rock, man.
Ba with the ba.
How could he possibly defile himself with a Bud Light? And I asked that before the whole anti-Bud Light campaign. But anyways.
Can't get away, man. It's his siren song. He's calling him back.
How can that be the lead today? How can that be the lead? I'm just saying, is there nothing more important happening in the world than Kid Rock drinking a Bud Light?
Did you click on it?
Should I?
Did you?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that's why.
I'm just evaluating,
clickbait, man.
I'm evaluating why. My menu. You know, they're my ombudsman to the crazy. So, you know, I got to. And really, when you go on the Fox News Digital, they alternate between like sexy sort of clickbaity page six stories, you know, like the sort Dan Bice writes. And the ridiculous. And you know, like real crime stuff, that's often right up there. And then, you know, it's always the big guys taking 10%. Joe Biden somehow corrupted. And for sure, the next rock they look under is going to turn the evidence up. They've got to infer that that'll be the case, Dom. A lot of inferring.
Well, I'll infer it when Joe Biden has 91 counts against him and 4 indictments and perhaps more to come. Absolutely, I will. But here's the difference between me and the megas. I won't vote for Joe Biden if he's, you know, convicted or at least charged in those kinds of crimes.
If Joe Biden's
not going to happen,
indicted 91 times in 4 different jurisdictions, he's not your man in 2024.
No, not my man.
But you realize in all probability, Donald Trump and you know, our conservative friends, they say, why do you guys talk so much about Trump? Why haven't you moved on from Trump? He'll be your nominee. The day he goes to prison, we'll celebrate a little bit. I will. But then I'll move on. Because the guy's in prison. I can forget about him in prison. But I cannot forget about him when he's making active threats against democracy on the streets. When he's running for the presidency, and it's probably your team's choice. And oh, yeah. Maybe he's coming to Milwaukee, but he's definitely doing Tucker Carlson and screwing Scott Walker. So I kind of like that about him. My enemy, the enemy of my enemy is my friend today. I'm pro Trump and that he's breaking Scott Walker's heart.
I'm happy that the Republican Party is tearing themselves apart because of embracing this man.
Would you?
That makes me happy.
Dom, would you say the Republican Party is in disarray?
Disarray! It's in disarray. Pretty quickly, just 3 short days ago, Donald Trump truthied out a large, complex, detailed, but irrefutable report on the presidential election fraud which took place in Georgia is almost complete and will be presented by me at a major news conference at 11 a.m. on Monday next week in New Jersey. Based on the results of this conclusive report, all charges should be dropped against me and others. There will be a complete exoneration. They never, never went after those that rigged the election. They only went after those who fought the riggers. And then today, from AP, President Donald Trump now says he won't be holding a news conference to unveil his claims of evidence, even though no fraud's been found, citing the advice of lawyers as he prepares to face trial in 2 criminal cases that stem from his election lies. Rather than releasing the report on the rigged, stolen Georgia 2020 presidential election on Monday, my lawyers would prefer putting this, I believe, irrefutable and overwhelming evidence of election fraud and irregularities in formal legal filings as we fight to dismiss this disgraceful indictment. Notice the, I believe.
Dominic, Donald Trump has as much credibility in my mind as a conservative rocker that would drink Bud Light. How dare he? Come back, more Devil's Advocates. Your Friday grievance could be next. 844-967-2789.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789. Again, Crudy, got to throw this one out there as well. Last night, Donald Trump, former President Trump, he's a front runner, as mentioned. He's seeking to delay his federal trial on charges related to his efforts to stop the peaceful transfer of power and retain the White House following the 2020 election loss and a court filing Thursday. Trump's attorneys recommend starting the trial April of 2026.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll play just swell. Yeah, whatever you say, you know, if you're going to be super busy or whatever.
I mean, so busy. So busy. Curry.
Isn't he a wealthy man? Couldn't he afford many attorneys if he actually paid some of them?
Well, I mean, that's what he claims, if you believe what he says. This is an unprecedented case in American history. The incumbent administration has targeted its primary political opponent and leading candidate in the upcoming presidential election with criminal prosecution. The administration has devoted tens of millions of dollars to this effort, creating a special counsel's office with dozens of employees, many of whom are apparently assigned full-time to this case and this case alone. The government's objective is clear: to deny President Trump and his counsel a fair ability to prepare for trial. The court should deny the government's request, which was what, January 2nd of 2024. Good luck on that one, Trump.
You know who's planning on being prepared, with or without a firm commitment from Donald Trump? Why, Mike Pence.
Ron DeSantis?
Pence is preparing as if Trump's going to show up in Milwaukee next week. Because he is a bit delusional, right? He's the big Christian guy. And, I mean, we should all. I won't say that. I have a little bit of Jesus Christ in my heart, I'd like to think. I'm not going to say we should all believe, but perhaps follow the good example. But, I mean, he's kind of on that delusional end of Christianity. You know, sort of that white nationalist end of Christianity. Although certainly doesn't have the violent tendencies of the former boss. But he's prepping as if Trump's going to show up in Milwaukee. And it's got Wisconsin in the headline. So I thought I'd get a little of this coverage in there. You know, because clear the roads. The former VP is coming to Milwaukee next Wednesday night.
Is he bringing the fly?
That will be. What if a fly landed on his head again? Do you think the internet would just blow up?
Of course it would. I mean, Bernie Sanders had the bird, right? If the bird came back, it was like a Disney movie. I mean, if the fly comes back, it's like Amityville Horror.
maybe it's like a plug of flies if they all landed on his head. It looked like he had black hair.
Gross.
844-967-2789. I'm going to invite the audience to participate this hour.
Please.
We air the grievances. Yes, please help us do our very hard job because I'm tired.
I
mentioned I was tired, Dom? Mike Pence appears ready to face off with former President Donald Trump. Is he going to face off with Tucker as well at next week's first Republican presidential nomination debate? I bet he's going to be a little disappointed then, Dom, because Trump claims he ain't coming. He's going on Tucker. I'm not sure what the platform is, but he's doing it with Tucker rhymes with Tucker. According to this article, whether his former running mate is on the stage or not, here is what the former VP said. I'm looking forward to the opportunity to be on that stage. Dynamic in both tone and language, Tom. I mean, man, he's an attention grabber. You know what he used to do?
The radio.
He used to do right-wing talk radio. And I got to say, they clearly have a lower standard for entertainment and dynamic political content, Tom.
Listen, if you are on the radio, you are qualified to do anything. Just ask anybody on the radio.
For 4 years, the White House and on the campaign trail, Pence was the then president's loyal lapdog, co-pilot. But all that ended on January 6, 2021, when they started chanting, hang Mike Pence, right? And Trump said, yeah, hang him. When Trump supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol, the attack temporarily disrupted, just a minor disruption. Certification of President Biden's electoral college victory over Trump. Did I mention I'm still at the Fox News Digital here? You know, that's how Foxy News describes it. A little disruption. Sort of a bad day. Cloudy. I think it was overcast.
It was cold that day.
Pence was at the Capitol at the time it was attacked, overseeing the joint session of Congress. He was forced, along with members of Congress, to flee to safety as the Well, they say temporarily flee.
I mean, isn't all fleeing temporarily? You don't flee forever.
As opposed to the permanent fleeing that Trump's going to have to do, right? After he is convicted and he's fleeing prosecution, that'll be more of a permanent fleeing. Anyways, Pence was at the Capitol at the time it was attacked, overseeing the joint session. Ah, you know that part. So let's get back to the phones. We got Dana, our guy from La Crosse, from God's country. Dana, welcome back to the Devil's Advocate. You got like a minute and a half, man, to lay your grievance on us.
All right.
Hey, Dana.
Happy Friday, guys.
Yeah, you too.
What a beautiful day. Say, I got to tell you, Wednesday, I mean, I don't plan on watching, but that's going to be an amazing night of television, I think. I mean, here on the stage, you're going to have a bunch of people that are first trying to out-Trump Trump while trying to beat Trump, but being too scared to say anything about Trump.
While defending Trump against as many indictments.
Right. Yeah, but you are going to have one guy that's going to force it on them all, Chris Christie. So that I will be interested in those highlights. And on the other end of the coin, you got a guy that, you know, he's going to go do an interview with a guy he knows hates him, and he's doing that just to get back at another network that hates him. It's just amazing. It's so effing weird. You guys have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Dana.
Intend to have a great win.
It's super effing weird, man. It is super weird.
Is it weird, or does this seem very natural for the Republican Party? They've desensitized us to what it should be like, but we know it ain't supposed to be like this, right? Don't we? 844-96-PARTY. Come back. Exactly how it's supposed to be.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, well, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day, or still going to give it all I can, or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR and WIRI are going to the fair. Come join us at the Civic Media booth during the Central Wisconsin State Fair in Marshfield, August 22nd through the 26th. Come meet on-air personalities Melissa, Seth, and James. Have your story recorded at the Truth booth. Be one of the first 10 people to our table and say you heard this ad on the radio and get a pair of WIRI and WFHR t-shirts. The fun's all happening at the Central Wisconsin State Fair in Marshfield, August 22nd through the 26th. We'll see you fair.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. Mainly clear overnight with a low of 57. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lots of sunshine again tomorrow. Daytime high is approaching 90. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 68. Temps a bit above average Sunday and Monday with highs from the low 80s to the upper 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank God it's Friday. It's a happy hour. You're going out for fish fry right now. Probably going to somebody's kid's high school football game tonight. And if you can't make it to the game, you can probably hear them on the Civic Media. We're kicking off high school football all across the network. Very excited about that. A lot of work going on behind the scenes, Dom. And we're going to take your grievances, Dom and I. We do the politics sometimes. Not as intensively on Fridays sometimes. But we will take your grievances at 844-967-2789. Matt from Milwaukee, you're next. If you can be patient for just a moment. This is short, but I think it's a tantalizing morsel here, Dom. George Santos, you know, the congressman, something of a disgraced congressman, I would say, but, you know, to the Republicans.
Based on what criteria? I mean, these days, he's reelectable.
Dominic, George Santos thinks most people lie on their resume like him. Little fluff, you know, winner rules, Dom. Rep. George Santos once again brushed off the scandal surrounding his serial lies. I quote the Daily Beast, claiming on Friday, in a Friday interview, that most people lie on their resumes. Speaking to Fox 5 New York, he claimed people still would have voted for him even if the false credentials weren't listed. Those are, let's call them, insecurities, Dom. He's a little insecure, so he had to make up some fluff. He said about the resume lies, a lot of people have insecurities. Most people lie on their resumes. You know, I never had to. I was always pretty employable. You know, I always had work, Dom. I never had a lie on my resume. Didn't get fired that often, but, you know, there's always time. I read on.
Then the night is young. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, it is young. Then one of the anchors, who was clearly unenthused about Santos's appearance, accused him of lying about everything. That's not true, Santos said, stumbling over the truth of his mother's death, refusing to address calls for him to resign. Again, I quote the off-lying Santos, I want to be judged by the people who elected me. Santos, who has been accused of lying about almost everything on his resume, from his work as a high-flying banker to his education, as well as his Jewish ancestry, his mother's 9/11 related death, and even his volleyball skills. Damn, you cannot lie about one's athletic prowess. In May, he was charged for wire fraud, money laundering, theft of public funds, and making false statements to Congress. He's a small guy.
I want to be judged by the people who elected me. Well, they will decide, certainly, whether or not you are in office or not. But
well,
sir, will be judged by everyone. No, sir, not everyone lies on the resume.
Dom.
No, I mean, highly doubt. I mean, if you believe that you have been still elected without those lies on your resume, then why did you bother putting the lies on the resume?
Well, he told you, Dom, he was a little insecure.
Yeah, he thought he would lose if he didn't put the lies on the resume. You know, come on, man. Of course. I can't wait for that guy to be gone, too. I mean, what a mockery. I mean, are you kidding me?
What a maroon.
Oh, what a maroon.
I like him in that party. You know, I kind of like him and Trump right now. They're my favorite Republicans because I think they're the embodiment of what that party has become. And if you think I'm wrong, call me. Tell me. Air your Friday grievances here at 844-967-2789. As promised, Matt from Milwaukee, thanks for your patience. You're next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Matt.
Time caller. Love the show.
Thanks.
I just have etched in my mind Trump watching the insurrection happen, and I just can't get over it. Why is he allowed to run for president?
Well, shouldn't the voters decide? That's what right-wing talk radio and Fox News hosts would ask.
He hasn't been convicted of a felony yet. He hasn't been put in jail yet. There's nothing to stop him from running for president.
Matt, what credible candidate would have a resume of 91 indictments? I mean, realistically, don't we want him on that ballot? If you're Dem supportive, if Joe Biden's your guy, or at least you ain't a Trumpster, I mean, he's got the worst resume of any presidential candidate ever. The guys might be running from jail. Don't we want him on that ballot? I mean, don't we assure ourselves some sort of electoral landslide if Trump's on that ballot?
I'm hoping so. It shouldn't come down to us having to vote him out for all the things he has done. Not saying he's guilty, but all the things he has done. Shouldn't be able to run for president.
Well, it'd be a lot easier if instead of like a 21,000 vote margin, it was more like 11%, like pro to say what's won by in April. And I got to think, it's not like suddenly abortion's going to become legal in the state of Wisconsin. It's not like suddenly Donald Trump's going to become palatable and calm and reasoned and presidential between this year and next. I mean, I think it's going to be a ass kicking of biblical proportions. And you know how I know that's the case, Matt? And even Republicans know what's coming because nobody wants to run against Tammy Baldwin.
That's true. No one wants to. They'll lose.
Well, even that's
they're
going to
lose by historic levels.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, that's a tough seat to get anyway, Matt. And in this particular election cycle, if that you know the biblical proportional loss that Crudy refers to comes to fruition, then anybody running is going to have a hell of a time winning. And if that's the case, no one's going to beat Tammy. Why would you spend your time, your money, your resources, your good name to get into a race where you are almost guaranteed to lose as long as Donald Trump's at the top of the ticket?
All I want is Donald to lose by 11,780,000.
Well, you might just call Georgia and ask him to find him in Fulton County.
Matt, I got to go, guys.
Yeah, man. Yeah, thanks for calling. Listening.
I appreciate it. Call anytime, 844-967-2789. From a political standpoint, Kurt, I absolutely agree with you. Yes, I mean, the best scenario for Joe Biden and the Democrats is for Donald Trump to be, you know, on that ticket. Is that the best for the country, though? I don't know about that. Republicans got to take their party back over from this. And I guess here's my question, my quandary. Is this just the pulling back of the veil of what has always been and is the Republican Party?
No, I think it's become worse.
Or is this a twisted, it's allowed, so these other folks that maybe have been, the low propensity voters, right, to be involved and say, hey, look, we got this white nationalist in the office and he gives us permission to go to Charlottesville and say Jews won't replace us. that brought them, those folks specifically into the political field. I'm not clear, but I mean, there's no doubt about it. Regardless of whether it was always there or it is a new virus spread and allowed by Trump, those Republicans that you would consider your core, your Mitt Romneys and so forth, they're not enough of them. I mean, when Liz Cheney gets booted, Liz Cheney, hey, who's your dad? Are you kidding me, Republicans? Wow. Wow. That's how you do it. I mean, that is an extreme party. When guys like me are going, wow, Liz, thanks for standing up. You know what I mean?
Hey, just because she's a legacy doesn't mean Liz Cheney should be part of today's Republican Party, Dom. She left of her own volition. They just gave her help finding the door.
Well, 844. And who's left in the building?
844. CJ. 844-967-2789. Rarely do I ever want to talk to you, CJ, but in this case, I'm going to make an exception. Welcome. Happy Friday. CJ, you know, you and I share an affinity for Donald Trump. I absolutely hope he is the Republican nominee, much like I think you hope he's the Republican nominee, because I think we're going to give you a biblical size ass whooping if he's your nominee, CJ. You won't have to worry about calling a rigged election. He's going to lose by 20. And I mean million.
Hi, CJ.
Hey there, guys. Well, you know, actually, I did want to call you, Crudy, because I heard you the other night tell a little bit about your story, your life story. And God bless you, sir. You and your brother and your mom, rest her soul. Really. And the other people that spoke that night on that show, really amazing.
Can I fill in the blank just for a second here, CJ? And I do appreciate the kind words. I appeared on the Empowered Caregiver show with Liza Helen Brand. That's my wife, actually, CJ, that hosts that show. And she and I don't talk a lot about my, you know, being a caregiver to my mom before she died of cancer, second time she had cancer. And as a single mom, I became what I thought was an orphan. And then the whole finding my DNA dad during the pandemic, that's a whole different story. But we also, that show featured Phil Nee from WRCO and William Walter and Terry Barr. And it's amazing the number of people affected in their life that become caregivers for others at some point in their life. And these were all civic media hosts that were featured on the show, and each and every one had been a caregiver to someone in their family. I just was at kind of a young age, CJ. But, you know, man, thanks for checking out the whole lineup and not trolling too badly, because you could have called in and trolled, CJ. I know it's in your nature.
Well, they were beautiful tributes by all of them. And I can't believe I got to go home and tell my wife tonight.
CJ has complimented the wonderful radio show she made Wednesday night at 7 here. You know, people, if you haven't heard it, it will be replayed tomorrow morning across the Civic Media Network. The Empowered Caregiver plays out at 8 o'clock in the morning at most markets. And precedes the morning cannolis with our pal Jim Santel.
Yeah, and I have heard her before, and she does do a great show, I guess. My mom had Alzheimer's, but I was a lot older than you were, helping out other siblings. But at your young age, man, wow.
Yeah,
it just
no
blew
doubt.
My mind.
You know why I'm such a stubborn SOB, though, don't you, CJ? I mean, when you think... When you're in charge of a dying parent's medical care at age 12 and you're treated like an adult in those very important decision-making process, it's hard to go back and be a kid ever again. You know, and once you've had decision-making over, let's call it life and death decisions, although, you know, it was basically hospice care at that point, CJ. But what I would say is that, you know, it's always been hard for me not to want to be in charge ever since I was like 12 or 13. Like, I gotta be the boss. I'm not always a good boss. I'm kind of a jerky boss, but I like to be in charge of my own destiny, CJ.
Well, I don't always agree with you, obviously, but all those tributes and that show was amazing. And I'm getting emotional just talking about it.
It was really good radio, CJ, and I can't believe that you have emotion in your heart, but I know. Deep down, dude, you're a human being, CJ. It's hard to believe. You know, there's people right now going, I don't believe it. But CJ has a little humanity in him, and it was a hell of a show, and I appreciate you listening to it. I wish I could say something bad about you, CJ, but right now I'm feeling like, you know, we could go out and have a beer for a change, and I wouldn't run out the door.
CJ, you want to end it there, or do you want to ruin this?
You want to end on a high note, or are we going back to norm?
No, I actually want to say that I may come down to Milwaukee, and I believe it was Dom's turn to buy. So
at the Roman coin, CJ, if you come down, man.
Do you want me as a guest Republican down there in Milwaukee during the first debate? Because I'd be happy to donate my services to tell you actually what a conservative Republican believes. Not how you guys describe us.
But, I tell you what, CJ, if you come to town, unlike Gary, I'll buy the drink. PBR, though. You know, nothing but cheap ones. PBRs.
Tall boy for $4?
What's that? What's the deal on Wednesday nights?
I don't know, but I mean, it used to be like tall boy in a shot for $4, but we'll have to confer with Terry.
Come down, party with Crudy, Dom, maybe CJ at the Roman Coin. Wednesday, August 23rd, preceding the Republican presidential debate. That's the unimportant part. The party, that's the important part.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocate radio show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789.
You know, people are losing their mind on the text line. CJ has a heart.
It's like the Christmas, man.
Who knew my wife's excellent hosting abilities on the Empowered Caregiver show is like the Wizard of Oz. She gave the lion courage. She gave the Tin Man a heart, Dom. I can't even believe that was CJ.
That was very thoughtful, CJ. We do appreciate that side of you. 844-967-2789. Before we get back to the phones, Nate, we got some sound. CJ talked about, you know, coming down and hanging out and letting us know what the real, true conservatives sound like, what they think. Well, we got a little sound of some of the conservatives who are going to be in Milwaukee next week. Let's start at the top. Chris Christie, got three cuts from him. He's not a big fan. He thinks perhaps DeSantis, who's apparently what his campaign strategy was posted online.
Doesn't every debater put their strategy online for the super PAC to use?
I guess. Cut one, please, Nate.
And if what he stands for is defending Donald Trump, then just drop out of the race and endorse him. I mean, look, the only way to beat someone is to beat them.
I agree with that assessment.
Christie,
the only way to win the game is to score more points.
Yes.
This guy's brilliant.
Unless it's golf. Cut two, please.
If he thinks he's going to get on the stage to defend Donald Trump on Wednesday night, then he should do Donald Trump a favor and do our party a favor. Come back to Tallahassee, endorse Donald Trump, and get the hell out of the race.
Oh, damn. Chris Christie, cut three, please.
I want to beat Donald Trump because I don't think he belongs being our nominee, and I certainly don't believe he belongs being our president.
Ooh. Ron DeSantis, he had a one cut here. Let's hear what he had to say. Cut five.
I hope that we will be focused on the future of the country rather than some of the other static that's out there right now.
Static being your, what, campaign strategy, your debate strategy.
You're the one firing staff.
Right. Hey, no, that's just static, Crudy. Static. A couple from the aforementioned Pence, the Hang Mike Pence cuts. Cut number 7, please.
I mean, I think America's in a lot of trouble. And I think now is the time for all of us who have the ability to turn this country around.
Nobody's looking to Mike Pence to turn this country around. Legitimately, no. There may be mother, but nobody else is thinking Mike Pence is the guy.
I think it says turn country around one more time. Cut 8, please.
We will know what to do and who to do it with on day one, and we will turn this country around. So help me God.
Is that his freedom? Remember when Scott Walker ran briefly, very briefly, freedom. For president? And he gave his inauguration speech coming off the reelective win in 14. Speech was in 2015. And he said, freedom, 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 like freedom, 35 freedom, like times.
I know, it was terrible.
We did the collage. It was terrible.
Governor Kemp from Georgia, apparently, according to the news reports today, had a private meeting with Ron DeSantis at the governor's mansion. But here's what Kemp had to say. Let's hear cut number 10.
We have to be focused on the future, not something that happened 3 years ago. We don't need to be focusing on stupid things that aren't going to happen before this election. We can deal with that later, after we win.
Yeah, good luck with that. Cut 11, please.
During the whole 2020 election, there was a lot of things said, a lot of things done. At the end of the day, I followed the law and the Constitution.
He also believes what the Georgia trial, the indictments that came down this week, will not happen before the election. Cut 12.
This trial, despite what dates anybody's asking for or anything else, it is not going to happen before the election.
I guess that wasn't much there, but that's what Kemp says, the governor of Georgia, taking a meeting with Ron DeSantis today. There's a big conservative thing going on in Georgia. Trump not there. Trump also not going to, apparently reported, New York Times not going to the Milwaukee debate, as I predicted. But it's not over yet, folks. We'll see what happens. Either way, come down to the Roman coin next week on Wednesday. Party with the Devil's Advocates. 4 to 6 drinks after.
844-967-2789. Our pal Pizza Box Mike from outside the Pizza Box. That's coming on 7 o'clock right here on WMDX. Madison, how you doing, Michael?
Well, after listening to those last cuts, it's like, you ever notice how these Republican candidates don't ever really say anything? You know, they don't talk about issues, that's for sure. One's, all of them are trying to measure up to Trump, and the other one wants to beat Trump like a harp seal, because I think Christie might know something about that. But what I like seeing this week is seeing cows like Mark Meadows being put out to pasture, right?
It breaks your heart the man might be under multiple indictments under multiple jurisdictions. Try to move it to the federal courts, please.
His head is as big as a cow's. He should be in the pasture. And as far as Wisconsin, we got some bad cheese, bro.
You've been working on that one, haven't you, man? That's like a dad joke, man. Mike.
That's good, man. I love it.
Actually, no, man. That's just like being at the Capitol and, guys like Wynn. Remember that guy that they threw under the bus when they redistricted? It's like lose with Wynn. It's not that hard. These people are simple.
Don't be cheese, bro.
844-967-2789, the ever effervescent Rico from Rock County. Welcome, Rico. How you doing, man?
Hey, Rico.
Oh, hey, guys. You know, I gotta say, man, you know, with the absolute whirlwind tornado of media indictments and stories and everything going on this week, Crudy?
Yes?
Oh, you nailed it. Knocked it out of the park. Best story of the week. Kid Rock drank a Bud Light?
Oh, yeah, my baby. God. You're welcome. Send that my Peabody here to Civic Media.
I only got one thing to say. Bow, 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 da bang, da bang.
You've been to some Kid Rock, haven't you, Rico?
Yeah. Oh, man, that was the best thing I heard all week, brother. You made me laugh till no end. I couldn't wait for that story to drop. That was a good story, Trudy.
You know what my second best is?
What's
that? You want to hear my second one? Okay. This cheese bro I heard earlier this week dropped this memo. Came down to Brian Schemming and Mr. Jim Troupas, and I believe Giuliani was tagging along on this guy. And the memo said, when they went into the fall selectors here in Wisconsin, they're in the basement of the Capitol. It's like, we want to keep media out of this, see? We want to keep it real quiet, keep it really low down, don't let anybody know. And moving forward with this plan, we must be very, very careful because it could be considered treason. I don't know about you guys. If they got that in writing, I don't know about you guys, but I still like the Bud Light story, though.
Bud Light number one, Cheese Bro, and the treasonous Trumpster supporters number two on the Rico Love
list. It's Wisconsin. It's beer and cheese. You're welcome.
Folks, have a wonderful weekend. Devil's Advocates will be back on Monday, but outside the pizza box at 7, high school football kicking off across the state of Wisconsin. Good luck, boy.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from 6 types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
The Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This
is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Hawaiian officials report 114 people now known dead in western Maui in the aftermath of those wildfires 10 days ago. At an evening briefing, Governor Josh Green.
There are now 470 search and rescue workers and 40 search dogs combing through the hundreds of burned buildings. And they've already completed searching more than 60%.